Hello, this is episode 9 of Gil Speaks Code. And on this episode, I'm going to give a talk that I've given at my company. It's a short lightning talk, and it's called Writing a Book Using Code. So without further ado, NaNoWriMo. Do you know what NaNoWriMo is? This is a question to the audience. Of course, you can't reply back because this is a podcast. So the NaNoWriMo, for those who don't know, it's the National Novel Writing Month, where some people commit to write a book with 50,000 words during the month of November. Now, I'm not really a writer, so this doesn't really interest me. I'm more of a code writer than anything else. So someone else created the NaNoGenMo, which is the National Novel Generational Month. And now what this means is that it's the same thing, same concept. You have to write a book with 50,000 words during the month of November. But instead of you writing the book, you have to write code that writes the book for you. Now this is lazy and cooler than the NaNoWriMo. So why do I want this? So I really enjoy generational code, and I've been meaning to do something like this for a while. So just like spend some time really learning how to generate text for humans. So this really interested me, and I thought that this would be a great opportunity because it has a deadline, right? So I have to write only during the month of November. And I would also make everything public. I would write a diary. All my code would be open, and I'll have the social pressure of other people that were writing the code with me, not with me, but in the internet. You know what I mean. And then also so the deadline, and also the very strict goal of the writing a book with 50,000 words, which could be just the word meow 50,000 times, but that's not what I was trying to do. Anyway, so I last year, 2018, I decided to participate on it, and I had an idea, which was a dungeon crawler, but simplified one. So instead of having dungeons and multiple ways for people to go through, especially because this is not a game, it was just a simulation. So I was simulating adventurers going in a dungeon, and instead of choosing the path, it would be just a corridor. The book was called The Longest Corridor. So it was just a corridor, and it had monsters, and it had treasures, it had food, and travelers would just go in and go as far as they could until they got killed by a monster. So here's what happened in November 2018. I was coming home from work, full of ideas, and I would just implement code. No, I was not doing TDD. I'm sorry about that. The code was not really pretty. I was doing refactoring without tests. I was writing a lot of code without even running it. And so it was, I mean, in my defense, I was writing, code that I was just like testing, right? So I was exploring the code. So, but this is really just an excuse. So I learned a lot of stuff. So I learned about Pandoc. I learned about EPUB formatting because I wanted an index so that, like, in the end of the book, you could see which weapons killed which monsters. So that was pretty cool. I also managed to improve an open source project that I have, which is called Dragon. It's about rolling dice with Python. So it was a great experience overall. And so the thing is, this talk is not really about how I wrote code that writes a book. This is really about you. So when are you going to set yourself a deadline and a specific goal and learn that project or do the project that you've been always wanting to do for a while? Thank you.